much has trailing marginalized some of your best players on defense? In other words, you become reactionary because you're trailing early in these games. Have you seen it influence the way teams attack you?
Yeah, there's an influence just in terms of our players really trying to press and do too much at times. And the biggest thing when you get in that situation is just trust your technique. Take care of your responsibility, do your job, and the plays will come. Offensively, you know, teams can kind of just stay in their run pass, you know, run the ball, hit you with some play action. You don't force them to get in drop back as much as you would like. And that's kind of what's been happening to us, you know, the last couple games.
How frustrating is it to be in the top five in yards allowed, yet in the bottom five in points allowed?
Very frustrating. That really doesn't make sense. Really, the last 2 weeks have been very hard. Just in terms of the gains and the amount of points that we let up, it's really hard to describe kind of what's happening. But I think it's us not executing, playing our best defense, and then just some of the situations in the game that happen. We just got to stay strong, get on the field, and do the best we can.
New England looked like they got you on the hurry up in that one drive
in
the third quarter.
Yeah.
Were you surprised by that, or is this substitution problems, or
no,
your guys weren't getting set?
Not at all. The biggest thing when you play New England, the whole theme going into it was expect the unexpected. Coach against them multiple times. Whatever you see on tape, you're going to get it, but there's going to be something different. So we were trying to prepare for a lot of different things. So it was just – for whatever reason, we were off that night. We didn't execute. We were playing a little bit slow. At times, we didn't get lined up, mental errors. And I think some of that had to do with the game plan as well.
You mentioned you were in some tough situations.
Yeah.
And Sunday night, some of the guys were definitely pointing the finger at the special teams. Do you have a talk with them about, you know, you guys still need to
absolutely
come out of the situation?
Absolutely. What I tell those guys in the room is there's two phases we control, defense and special teams, because more than half of those guys on those special teams are defensive players. So we don't have to look any further than the defensive room. So those guys that are out there on special teams got to step up. We need some of the guys that aren't playing special teams to get in there and step up. But there cannot be excuses for what happens to us on defense. Once we get on the field, we got to blade the grass. We have to defend it.
What's the ideal type of player to cover a tight end? Is it a fast linebacker or a big safety?
Either one. I'll take either one. You know, some of the issues, you know, you look at Gronk, right, because the question comes up every week, what are we going to do versus tight ends? This week, you know, in our base defense, we have coverages that can take care of tight ends. We haven't executed it very well. Two things happened in the game. I put in some extra checks just to make sure we could take care of the tight end this week. They did some things that were unscouted that caused some confusion. That's why you saw us not getting lined up at times. The other thing where we didn't execute some of the plays, you know, with Gronk, I think he had 74 yards. The one long play he had down the red zone, we busted the coverage in one of our checks, and the guy was uncovered, so Justin made up for him. They tried the same pass later. Brady threw it into the stands. On the play-action pass, safety stepped up. We made that same play in practice three times. So he stepped up. He was underneath it. We had a chance to tackle the guy. He got an extra 16 yards. Those two plays, that's 38 yards. So if we make them, which we should, he has 38 yards on the day. So we're capable in terms of the players that we have. We're capable in terms of the scheme we have. Right now, we are just not executing very well.
Without knowing the coverage, it looked like Justin Simmons was all over the field.
Oh, yeah.
Was he playing as well as it looked?
He played an excellent game. He played with his hair on fire. It was good to see because you see him growing up. And based on what they were doing, we had a game plan to put him out in coverage as much as possible. But one time it was a tight end and two backs over here, three receivers there, and a back and a receiver on this side, two tight ends. So we had some issues just in terms of finding the right matchups. But he played well, and that's why we draft him for games like that.
Is Justin one of those guys who's totally different when he gets between the lines?
He is. I mean, he's quiet. He doesn't say anything. I talked to him. I said, man, you're drinking coffee now. I mean, a veteran's got to you, you know, because he never said anything. He sat there, and he's quiet. But he's really starting to grow up. You know, he's feeling like he's a more of a veteran player. He's been there, done that, and he's getting better and better each week.
Has he surprised you this year with some of the hits he's been able to deliver?
Oh, yeah. You know, he played corner and safety at Boston College, and that's why we liked him, just because of his versatility, the ability to cover. And when you go through a whole season here, you know, with the guys in the strength and conditioning, you mean you get bigger, you get faster, you get stronger, and that's you can see it coming out of him. His play is more physical in the box and then some of the tackles you're seeing him make.
Do
Vance has said that DeMarcus Walker has to become a special teams player in order for him to mm-hmm. get on the field. What have you seen from his kind of approach during his rookie season and what he still has to do?
He's learning. I think there's a lot of stuff that he wasn't expecting, you know, coming to the NFL, you know, going to Florida State, being a marquee player there. When you come here, you're back to ground zero. And I think that was probably a little bit of shock for him, and just the speed of the game, the quality of the players that he was going against, things that we were asking him to do. We played him some at outside back. We played him some at the defensive tackle position. I think he's going to be fine, but I think he just needs to continue to develop. And the more experience he gets, the better he'll be as a football player.
Where do you think his future is? Is on the edge or is a hybrid edge guy, inside guy?
You know, really we're still evaluating that. But if you go back to his college tape, he was a good inside rusher, 25 sacks. Over 2 years, I think 36 tackles for loss. So you feel his most natural position is to really probably get a little bigger and play inside as a pass rushing defensive tackle.
Hey Coach, has Domata surprised you at all? 33 years old, 12 years old, he's playing more snaps now, 9 games in, you know what I
yeah.
mean? Are you getting more out of him than maybe even you thought?
Yeah, you know, he's a veteran guy. We know he's taking a lot of snaps, great durability throughout his career. But, man, he comes in here, he's smiling every day. You know, he got that convertible, like 63 Continental, hair's flying everywhere. I mean, this dude just enjoys life. He enjoys football. And it's really been infectious for our whole defensive team.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
All right.